Hi, so good afternoon, a good day. My name is Harry Otoichiri and I'm your host and mentor for My Enduring Youth. I have been away for a while, so I decided to do something not the usual stuff that I usually say and talk about it. So today is going to be basically me talking about one of the crazy topics that I have to talk about at the moment. And I'm going to be talking about the Gospels of Depression. So basically, in a way, it's me trying to understand the way I feel and me trying to relate with everybody and how everything is. I haven't been motivated to do a rant since I lost my father about 2 months ago, and after that I tried as hard as possible to do something different, change the narrative, come up with a different or heartfelt rant, come up with a rant of talking about the way I felt at a particular time. But it seemed like as every single point that I tried to talk or try to express myself, emotions were a little bit overwhelming. I wouldn't say a little bit, I would say overly overwhelming. So I really didn't get enough motivation to talk about the way I was feeling at a particular time. I really didn't get enough motivation to talk about a lot of stuff. So I went on a break, and I also went on a time of self-discovery, trying to analyze everything and try to be a whole lot better about the way I felt and about the way the situation was. So I'm going to be talking about what some of the things I felt and some of the way I felt during the grieving period. I'm still grieving, but I'm a whole lot better compared to the way I was some weeks and some months back. So it's been a journey of revelation. It's a journey of understanding, for say, because you know I usually mourn with a couple of people that I have around me that have lost one dear one or the one family member or another. And you know, the generic topic is we try to feel their pain, we try to understand the way they're feeling at those particular times. We try to be with them and be there for them at those particular times. We call, we text, we reach out, we see those people, and when we give them the sayings like, oh, it will be fine, God is with you, you know, things are going to work out for the best, you know, all things work together for the good of those that love the that love God rather and are called according to his purpose. But then you realize that all of this are more like a cryptic or more like a it's a generic saying. It's something that we've all rehearsed one time and it just comes, it's natural. We say this to these people at this particular times when they're hurting and all, and it just made me realize that there's a whole lot to do and there's a whole lot of hurts happening right now in the world, and really people really don't want to hear this at those times. They really just want you to be with them. I don't know if every people mourn differently, but I at that particular time just felt like I really just wanted you to be chill with me and you really don't talk about it. Because revisiting that whole ordeal, you talking about it, waking up every morning to talk about it, to go through the whole process was really, really, it was much. And as much as it was, I just tried to, what's the word, deal with everything. I try to be strong for the people around me. I try to be strong for my family. I try to be strong for myself. I also try to be strong for my loved ones and all of that. You know, it was a lot, because at the same time, me trying to be strong, we live in a society where, a strength of a man is predicated on how well you handle your emotions or how well you hide behind the smiles and not let your emotions show too much. A lot of people tell you cry, but then you have to be strong. Don't cry too much. Let out steam, and you have to be strong. And at that point, I really didn't want to be strong. I just wanted to feel. I just wanted to let out emotions. I just wanted to be able to what's the word? To express myself the way I was feeling. So it wasn't just about the emotions for me. It was more like I was looking for an outlet. I was looking for a point to express the way I was feeling and everything. And it wasn't there. So I tried everything possible. I tried shutting out people, but then the crazy thing about it is I saw myself sleeping into depression, and I had a history of some chronic depression back in the day. And so I know what it felt like, or what it feels like, to slip into depression and stay there for long. And I really didn't want to go down. I really didn't want to go through that process over again. It wasn't just that for me. It was more like I need a lifeline. I needed something. And for me, at that point, God wasn't really cutting it, because it seemed like we're two distinct people. We were at two different places at that time. It felt like I was at a yin and a yang moment. I was just distanced from everything, emotional and all of that. I also want to say, I'm grateful for the people that I have around me. I'm grateful for the support system, and they really, really showed up for me at the time when I needed them most. And that for me was one thing that kept me going. It more like showed me that in the midst of the darkness, there could be a light. And I really, really felt a lot of love radiating from the people around me. I felt a lot of, you know, hands, like people were just, you know, giving me their hands in the dark. I was lost at those particular times, but then I kept on working, because, you know, I had people to call up and check up and tell me, okay, it's fine, it's going to be all right and all that. And sincerely, I could hear it in the voices that they sincerely cared about me. And it wasn't just, you know, doing this because of they're trying to do it. They were doing it because they really cared about me, and they really cared about the state of mind at those times. And that was real. That felt good. It felt better. And I connected in a way that was beautiful, somewhere beyond what I ever expected. I'm not ranting on this episode. I'm just pouring out my heart. First off, I just want to say thank you to everyone who reached out. I would have done this through another medium, but I'm in the process of just letting out some steam in the way I know how I can, and really just talking about it. And it is what it is. So yes, I did try. I almost slipped into depression, and it was the thoughts, it was the feeling, it was the expectations, it was the crushing vibe, it was everything. I felt everything off the top of my head, off my head, everything. It was surreal. At that point, I felt empty. It was a void that I needed to replace, but I didn't know. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't replace it. It just kept on coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up. I just want to say, I really don't have much to say here. I'm not trying to motivate you to be a better person, or to change your narrative, or to do something. I don't know. I just want to talk about the way I felt. I'm feeling a whole lot better now, because I decided to feel it moving forward. I decided to feel the pain, but then don't let the pain hold me down, but let it be a motivation of let it be a force that will propel me to take myself to the next dimension, to take myself to the next phase of my life and change my reality about it. So I'm doing it in pain. I'm doing it afraid. I'm doing it hurting. But I'm hurting forward. I know it's a bit dark and gloomy the way I sound, but I want to tell you something. I want to just use this avenue to tell you something beautiful. It's whatever you're going through, whatever pain, whatever hurt, whatever challenge, whatever it is, there is a way out. Or you need to fix your gaze not on the problem, but on the solution. Don't see the problem, see the way out of it. Be grateful for the pain, because it defines you. That, if you can take all of that in and make it a part of you, it will birth something special. I know that. Like, I can feel it in my gut that every single pain that I've gone through in the past 1 month, every single pill, every single hurt, every single tiredness, every single emptiness is going to birth something beautiful. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you that I know the whole picture, or I've seen the whole picture, I know the ending and how it is. There's a popular saying that goes, we all put pencils in the hands of the creator. I don't even know what I'm writing or what I'm sketching at this moment. I just trust the process. It hurts on some days. The days when I wake up and don't feel like even stepping out. The days when I wake up and I don't feel like leaving the bed. I mean, it's about 1:32 a.m. I have an important shoot tomorrow morning or today. Around 9 a.m., but I can't sleep, so I decided to rant. And I decided to just talk about the way everything is and, you know, be here. So my narrative is, I'm hurting forward. I'm using the pain to define my present. But I'm not letting the pain define who I am. So, what is that story you have on the inside to share? Share it. Write a book. Write a poem. Be you. Be better. God loves you. Even if he doesn't feel that way on some days, he does. I know some days I wake up and it doesn't even feel like God is in the room with me, but he does. So, till next time, believe me when I say this. God bless you. God keep you. And I'll keep on ranting. I love you all.